नियतं कुरु कर्म त्वं कर्म ज्यायो य कर्मणा शरीर यात्रा पिचते न प्रसिद्ध्येत कर्मणा। हियर कृष्णा इज गिविंग अ कंक्लूसिव सॉर्ट ऑफ इंस्ट्रक्शन टू द डिस्कशन दैट स्टार्टेड फ्रॉम 3.3 ऑनवर्ड्स। सो वन लेवल ऑफ इंस्ट्रक्शन इज गोइंग टू कंप्लीट। कृष्णा इज कंपेयर्ड कर्म योगा एंड ज्ञान योगा और रादर एक्शन एंड इनएक्शन एंड He said how in action is preferable. Vishishyate, he had said in the previous verse, 3.7. And now here he is saying, therefore, niyatam kuru karmatvam, O Arjuna, do your niyat karma. Karma jayo ya karmana. Karma is far better than akarma. Sharira yatra apichate, even bodily maintenance, na prasiddheda karmanah cannot happen if one doesn't do one's duty. Now bodily maintenance is something which is vital for survival itself. And it is at multiple levels. We say that God is the maintainer and God provides for all living beings. But all living beings also have to do their part and strive. Even the trees and crops and shrubs that are motionless, the sunlight falls on them and water is available for them in the ground. But then they too have to grow and reach out for the water in the ground. So similarly, the birds don't produce their food, but still they have to search for it. So God provides the crumbs and the grass and the grains and other things for the birds, but they have to search for it and get it. So there is a pre-provision by God, but there is also the endeavor required by the living beings themselves to acquire it. Similarly, with respect to food also, in general, for human beings, there is the background arrangement by God, but still humans have to endeavor to get it. Otherwise, it doesn't stay with them. Otherwise, they don't get it. So, one extreme is to think that it's my endeavor alone that produces the food and God has nothing to do with it. And the other extreme is to think that God only will provide it, I don't have to do anything. Both are incorrect. Now, we have to endeavor. Now, we may go for our jobs or in a more pre-modern societies. People may not necessarily go to offices or that sort of place, but they have to go to, as if they are farmers, they have to go to the farm to raise crops. And still, now, if they don't go and plow and sow and work on the farm, then the crops will not grow. So their endeavor is important. But at the same time, that endeavor is, although necessary, it's not sufficient. Along with that, there has to be the rains which have to come in adequate quantity and in appropriate time. Now, when both happen in combination, then one can actually get the result of the grains. So, Krishna is telling Arjuna here that niyatam kuru karmatvam, do your part. Why? Sharira yatra apichate. The maintenance of the body, na prasiddhet, will not happen, akarmanaha, if you do not do your work. So actually, unless we work, we will not get the results of the work. And our work plus divine arrangement, both combine together to produce the result. So in this case, Krishna is telling Arjuna that do your work. And now for a kshatriya, how does the kshatriya maintain oneself? It is actually by doing royal duties. Now, working does not necessarily mean one has to directly produce food. In fact, the food which everyone needs for eating, food production is one of the least glamorized activities in today's culture. At least farming is. Subsequent food processing industries do glamorize their products sometimes. But even in pre-modern societies, it was not that everybody was a food producer. Everybody is contributing to society in some way or the other, but not as well as always as a food producer. So, here the point is that Krishna is telling Arjuna that as a Kshatriya you will have to do your administrative duties, and only then you'll be maintained. You'll not be able to maintain your body. Now, in extreme cases, there are sages who do nothing and just live in the forest, and then they just drink water and eat some fallen leaves or some roots that grow on the ground. But that has never been the way of the masses. You know, that, I mean, a few very, very renowned and extraordinary seekers may be able to do something like that. But the Vedic culture, because it is universal, it doesn't make the exceptional the standard for everyone. Although the exceptional, those who can do this kind of austerity, are respected and admired, but it's not that everyone aspires for that standard alone. There are different definitions of success for different people, and the householders are not meant to make the renunciate's definition of success as their definition of success. The householders have their dharma, and accordingly, they have their definition of success. So there is dharma, artha, and kama. And Narad Muni tells Maharaj Yudhishthir that a good householder needs to balance all three. One should not give up dharma for the sake of artha or kama, or give up artha for the sake of dharma or kama, or like that, one should balance everyone. All three should be there in a proper balance in a householder's life. So here Krishna is telling Arjuna that for maintaining your body, you will need to do some karma. And because you are Kshatriya, you should do the Kshatriya duty of fighting. So externally, even a karma yogi may act according to the dharmartha kama hierarchy. But the karma yogi does not act with attachment. And that's why the karma yogi will not go to heavens, but will advance toward the path of transcendence. Either way, the important point is Krishna is telling Arjuna, act, do your prescribed duties. So, overall, the Gita wisdom's relevance is not limited to those who are in the renounced order. It is meant for everyone. And here, Krishna tells Arjuna that play your part in maintaining the body. And maintaining the body means work to do your prescribed duty. So by doing one's duty, one moves forward in maintaining oneself physically, maintaining one's family, and having the basic material necessities for pursuing spiritual life, and also being a part of the social network that creates a social stable society by which people can also practice spiritual life. So this verse is an important verse for those spiritualists who misunderstand or misuse spirituality as a license for material irresponsibility. Actually, spiritual life is meant to make us more responsible, not less responsible. So, more responsible means we understand that I have material responsibilities, but I have more than material responsibilities because I understand I am more than the body. So, but even when I understand I am the soul, that does not mean that I can stop eating. I can stop my body's needs. So just as the body's needs need to be attended to, similarly, the body's responsibilities also need to be taken care of. Now, the Bhagavad Gita will explain, as its philosophy evolves, how the material and the spiritual responsibilities can be integrated together in a holistic way, a synergistic way, by which one can ensure that one's material responsibilities don't distract one from spiritual responsibilities, and spiritual responsibilities don't distract one from the material responsibilities. So both can go together, and that was actually the essence of Varnashram. And in today's times also, by understanding the philosophy properly and by carefully looking at the various aspects of our life, we can learn to give due priority to different activities. So here Krishna is telling Arjuna that you should not prematurely renounce, you should not give up. You are a Kshatriya, and what will you do? You know, you will not be able to maintain yourself also. For a Kshatriya, it's inappropriate to beg alms. So you will not be able to maintain yourself also. Now, even if the rigid framework of Varanashram is not relevant today, but still, the principle of bodily maintenance is there. It will always be there, and there is that anxiety always. So a karma is a much more profound concept than simplistic cessation of action. And what that akarma is will be explained in the future chapters of the Gita. Thank you.